Hi guys, and welcome to the first episode of the Stories of India. Just a reminder, this episode was made by Anchor. Anchor is a free website and app where you can make podcasts for free, distribute your podcast for free, add music to your podcast for free from Spotify. You can also add different types of transitions and music effects for free, and all other types of cool things you can do. Please try out this app and website if you would like to make a podcast. And today, in the first episode of the Stories of India, I will tell you the stories of Birbal. Birbal was a minister in Emperor Akbar's court. Because of his wit and wisdom, Birbal has gained popularity throughout the world. For an intro to Emperor Akbar, he was a Mughal ruler. Akbar allowed people to worship their own cultures. When Akbar became the emperor, he installed 9 talented men into the court. Popularly, they were to be known as the 9 Ratnas, or the 9 Jewels. The 9th Ratna, or Jewel, was Birbal. Birbal was a wazir, or a minister. He was sharp, smart, and clever. Even though he was 14 years older than Akbar, he became one of his closest friends because of his smartness. Birbal's real name was Mahesh Das. Mahesh was born in a poor Brahmin, or a priest caste, in Tikwanpur. Some stories are just fake for morals for people, but some are true. Let's start how by Akbar first met Birbal. Story number 1. Akbar meets Mahesh Das. You might have heard of courts. Emperor Akbar had 2 types of courts, a regular court and a mobile court. The mobile court went from town to town and from village to village giving justice. One day, Akbar's mobile court was in a small village in the current state of Madhya Pradesh in India. While the emperor was with his mobile court, he announced that the best artist who would draw the best portrait of him would receive 1,000 gold coins as a reward. Near where the emperor had his mobile court, Mahesh Das heard the news and thought, if I could get this reward from the emperor, my whole life will change. Mahesh decided that he would go to the emperor and present his portrait to win the 1,000 gold coins. A little later in the mobile court, the emperor was getting very frustrated. He saw lots of portraits, but none satisfied him. Different expressions came on his face. When Mahesh's turn came, the emperor said to him, are you like the other people who showed me their portraits? Show me a true picture that represents me like who I am. I don't want a portrait that shows me younger, fairer, or more handsome. Mahesh took out an oval-like object from a bag and handed it to Akbar. Here, your majesty, this is my portrait, said Mahesh. Akbar looked at it and laughed out loud. He said, young man, you are very smart for a person your age. He showed the oval to his ministers. It was a mirror. Akbar handed Mahesh the reward of 1,000 gold coins and handed him a beautiful ring as well. Akbar said, keep this ring. It is my royal seal. Come to my capital, Fatehpur Sikri. Show it to me and I will immediately recognize you, even if you come long after. Mahesh left the mobile court feeling happy. Nobody knew. Some years from now, Mahesh would turn out to be the wise Birbal, the minister whom Akbar took help in every problem. Story number 2. Mahesh Das becomes Birbal. For many years, Mahesh thought of becoming a big and successful person. He told his mother of his decision to go to Fatehpur Sikri and serve Emperor Akbar. Mahesh's mother was disappointed, but he respected her son's wish and sent her son off to Fatehpur Sikri with all the money she had. Mahesh kept the royal seal hidden with him so he could show Akbar his true identity. Mahesh walked lots of miles for many days. Finally, he reached the borders of the city Fatehpur Sikri. As he walked in the streets, he was enthralled to see new things he never saw before. He saw many restaurants with many good aromas. He saw an ocean of colors from the clothes people were wearing. Red, yellow, green, blue, and other vibrant and radiant colors dazzled his eyes. In the city, people rode on horseback and camels. When an elephant came by, people made way for the big animal. Magicians were showing tricks to their crowds, and water sellers were selling cups of water to the tired travelers. Mahesh thought, "This place is enchanting. Why didn't I visit it before?" When Mahesh saw a decorated door, he thought it must lead to Emperor Akbar's court. Mahesh walked up to the door, but the guard stopped him. The guard said, "Where are you going? This door leads to the Emperor's court. You cannot go in without an official visit." Mahesh tried to convince the guard into letting him in, but the guard got angry and raised his spear to drive Mahesh away. Left with no other choice, Mahesh pulled out the royal seal and showed it to the guard. He immediately recognized it, but said, "I'll let you in, but I want half of what the emperor gives you." Mahesh agreed and walked in. Mahesh walked into the court. He noticed some people that were seated on thrones and had nice clothes. Mahesh thought they must be the ministers and the courtesans. Then he saw some people dressed as normal men. He thought them to be the common people attending the court. As Mahesh walked forward, he saw a handsome man seated on a huge golden throne with a crown on his head. He thought this must be Emperor Akbar. He bowed down to the emperor and said, "May your majesty rule forever." Akbar was a bit flattered, but he smiled and said, "Hello, young man. What is that you seek?" Mahesh said, "Your highness, I've come at your request. I'm sorry I didn't arrive earlier." Mahesh pulled out the royal seal. As soon as Akbar saw it, he recognized Mahesh. He said, "Why, you have grown up so much. For arriving at my court, ask whatever you wish and I will give it to you." Mahesh said, "Your majesty, I would like 50 lashes. Akbar looked confused. Then he said to Mahesh, "Are you sure?" Mahesh said, "Yes, sir, I'm not joking. Please give me 50 lashes as a reward." Akbar called an attendant and told him to bring a whip so he could whip Mahesh. Soon, the attendant came back with the whip. Just before Mahesh was to get whipped, Akbar said, "Please whip this man gently 50 times. Make sure he is not injured." The man whipped Mahesh gently, but when the 25th lash came, Mahesh yelled, "Stop!" Akbar smiled and said, "Have you learned your mistake?" Mahesh said, "Your majesty, I would like to introduce a friend who would like to share a reward with me." Akbar's face flushed with rage. He said, "Where is this foolish man? Bring him before me and whip him 25 times, hard!" Mahesh obeyed and brought the guard to the court. The guard was happy that he would get a good reward. Mahesh asked the guard to bow down. The guard thought he must be bowing to receive a gift from the emperor. But the guard was so happy, he did not see the emperor's angry face. He bowed down and held out his hands. Akbar yelled at his attendant, "Whip this man 25 times, hard!" The guard was shocked. The attendant whipped the man 25 times hardly. Akbar called Mahesh and said, "You are very smart and clever. I would like to appoint you as a minister in my court. With your cleverness, justice will be served to every person. Since you are precious, I shall give you the name Birbal, which means precious." Birbal was overjoyed and agreed to the king's proposal and started to get used to his life as minister in Emperor Akbar's court, the King of India. Hello, and thank you for watching the first episode of The Stories of India. For a preview for the next episode, we're going to learn how everything happens for the best, how Birbal goes to heaven, how the camel's neck is crooked, how the Pandit's cover pot is uncovered, how the parrot meditates, and who is more unlucky. There is a chance there might be some more stories in the next episode. If you want to know, stay tuned and watch for the next episode of The Stories of India. Thank you, and bye.